Mother tongue. I could not speak my mother tongue. A baby of exile, I left Dar es Salaam when I was one. From the red aching dirt to the green vast promising pastures, I made Canada my home. English, please. Assimilate. Integrate. Reciprocate. I spoke it. I became it. I owned it. My own language languishing into the distant, hazy, setting Tanzanian sun, dropping into the depths of the unknown. In the summers, my grandparents would visit Nanababa, a proud man in a constant brown suit and fedora. I often ponder at his photograph perched on my parents' antique wooden piano, gathering specks of settling dust where he remains, furnishing his medals of honor, the stories of which I do not know, lost inside my mother tongue. I recall the mornings he would eat a slow, purposeful breakfast, warm milk with cornflakes and chai, Uganda toast yellow, that would disappear into the hot tea to be fetched out with a spoon, slurping, the only language we fully shared beyond the broken offerings of English and Gujarati. Our distance as apparent as those couples who eat meals in a ritualistic silence, in gestures that speak of the immediate desires of a few drops of milk, a cube of sugar, a brown speckled ripening banana. Oh, how our lives met in this in-between of time and space and culture, and how I long to speak to you now. Nana Baba, I would say, Kemcho Aje, Tamatikche, Tamananahata, Tamasukarata. How are you, grandfather? All is well? Please tell me about your youth. Who were you? But what I have are these memories, heavy at times, dissolving like the Uganda toast into the chai, wet, sloppy, ready, to be lifted and consumed as these words I write that bring you up and out and back in to me.